This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today is Tuesday, October the 6th. I'm going to tell you today, as I'm continuing the series on 60s television, one of my favorite shows of all time, and I say that about almost everything I talk about, don't I? I know. But listen, today's podcast is about The Andy Griffith Show. I mean, it is Americana. It is humorous. It is truthful. It's talking about relationships. The way of doing it is through rednecks and not hillbillies, but, you know, a little country flavor that took place in the town of Mayberry, the fictitious town of Mayberry, North Carolina. And, you know, when I did live in North Carolina, me and my family, we lived in a town called Asheboro, North Carolina, right in the center of the Piedmont and the center part of the state. One of the ice cream stores that we had in our town was called Mayberry's. And you would think that there would be a Mayberry town or a city or whatever in North Carolina. There isn't. But some of the towns they do talk about in the show, including Mount Airy and Siler City, those were real towns, and we had been to those towns. And you could even, in Mount Airy, see the police car that Andy and Barney would drive in the show. Okay, so that's all about The Andy Griffith Show that I didn't even mean to talk about. This is a television sitcom that came out in the 60s. And guess what? I'm a product of the 60s. You know, we had an old black and white TV. We got maybe three channels. I do remember seeing The Andy Griffith Show, 1960. I would have been what? I'd have been 6 years old and when I started watching this. So let's talk about The Andy Griffith Show on 60s television, because it is such a good show. Again, so many great characters in this show, so many great themes and plots, and I'm going to talk about a lot of that today. And hopefully this podcast won't go real long, but if I keep chasing rabbits, it will. So here we go. This is The Andy Griffith Show, American sitcom televised by CBS from October 3rd, 1960, all the way to April 1st, 1968. They had eight wonderful seasons, over 200 and maybe 250 shows or whatever. The show was produced by a man named Sheldon Leonard. He was a producer, actor. He was the producer of another show called The Danny Thomas Show, starring Danny Thomas. When Danny's show was on and really doing good, he hired a writer to create a pilot show for a guy named Andy Griffith, who was making himself known in movies and plays and recordings and being on television himself. He wrote this pilot episode that would be about Andy, which would be about a justice of the peace in the small town. It was released in February of 1960, you know, before The Andy Griffith Show. It was called Danny Meets Andy Griffith. And in this episode, the fictional sheriff Andy Taylor of Mayberry, North Carolina, he actually arrests Danny Thomas, who his character name is Danny Williams, and he arrests him for going through Mayberry without stopping at a stop sign. So he arrested him, put him in jail. And the whole show is about him, created especially for Andy Griffith, and it was shown on the Danny Thomas Show. Now, just a few months later, Andy has his own television show that started in October. But Andy Griffith plays Sheriff Andy Taylor. And Andy, like I said, made some great impressions on the public when he released the movie A Face in the Crowd and No Time for Sergeants. No Time for Sergeants was also a play that he performed many times in that role. And he'd also made monologues, like one was called What It was Football. Now, using his dialect, a southern dialect from North Carolina, using that dialect and being a country-type speaker, he just endeared himself to a lot of people because it was quaint and interesting. So even on No Time for Sergeants, he plays as a guy with a great southern accent. By the way, Andy was born in North Carolina, and he also passed away in North Carolina. Just a great guy. And you know him from so many other shows like Matlock and things. Now, Ron Howard also played Andy's son, Opie Taylor. And, you know, what a great start. The Howard family came from Oklahoma and they moved to Hollywood, and Rance Howard got into films and TV. Well, I don't know when his wife did, but I know when Ron became a director, guess what? He had his whole family acting with him. You know, they just, that's the way you do things, isn't it? Ron, as a just a little boy, made a lot of shows that he was in, movies and television. And so when he got onto the Andy Griffith Show, I mean, he was really well known by that time. In the 1960s, he would have been six because we were born the same year. And also Ron Howard, you know, after Andy Griffith, he starred in Happy Days, and that was a whole nother successful TV show for him. And then after that, he did some movies and also became famous as a director. And I love Ron Howard movies. And Ron Howard's daughter is also a famous actress now and just recently had a big hit with Jurassic Park, the newest one about Jurassic Park. She stars in that. Okay, enough for Ron Howard and his family. Tremendous acting and directing family. Don Knotts. Don Knotts was a personal friend of Andy Griffith, and when he saw the show on the Danny Thomas Show, he called Andy and said, "Hey, you really need to have a sidekick. You need to have a deputy, and I can do that." And so he came to Hollywood, interviewed with Sheldon Leonard, did a screen test, whatever. Don Knotts got the job, and he got a 5-year contract right off the bat. And, of course, Don Knotts playing Barney Fife, Deputy Barney Fife, just a great character. So many shows we could talk about, you know, from him getting on the motorcycle, you know, with his sidecar, also pretending to be a mannequin in the store, at a Weaver store, where he's trying to catch the crooks, you know, and so many other shows. Barney is just hilarious, especially when he gets his hair messed up by his girlfriend. Is just funny. Just a funny guy. Don Knotts, a great character actor. Frances Bavier plays Aunt Bee in this show. In one of the first films I ever saw her in was The Day the Earth Stood Still, that science fiction movie. And I've talked about that before. She plays, in this TV show, she plays Andy's aunt who lives with him and helps raise Opie. Great character actor. And she actually lived in Siler City, North Carolina when we were living there and passed away while we were living there. Jim Nabors. Now, Jim Nabors, great character actor, also a tremendous singer, vocalist. He played on this show the mechanic Gomer Pyle. Got his own show because of this called Gomer Pyle USMC. George Lindsay played Gomer's cousin, Goober Pyle, and he is just funny by himself. Later on, he got famous by being a regular on the Hee Haw television show. And who could forget Howard McNear as he starred as Floyd the Barber? Hal Smith portrayed lovable Otis Campbell, you know, the town drunk, but everybody loved him. And they even knew he was going to come in for the night from being drunk. They fixed his cell up and slept off his drunk. Just a good guy, Otis Campbell. Barney's sweetheart, Thelma Lou, she was played by Betty Lynn. Andy's schoolteacher sweetheart, Helen Crump, was played by Anita Corsault. She was the lady that I've talked about before that starred in The Blob with Steve McQueen. And so she went from The Blob, Steve McQueen, to being Andy's girlfriend on The Andy Griffith Show. Ernest T. Bass. Now, this was a memorable character played by Howard Mars. He was also a director. He directed some of the Danny Thomas shows. He also directed some of the Andy Griffith shows. Other characters also included Hope Summers as Clara Edwards, Eleanor Donahue, who was the pharmacist Ellie Walker. You remember Eleanor Donahue from Father Knows Best. Jack Dodson, he starred as the county clerk Howard Sprague. Paul Hartman starred as handyman Emmett Clark. And Jack Burns played the deputy Warren Ferguson. 60s television starring Andy Griffith on The Andy Griffith Show. You know, I like music as being a musician that I am. The theme music was called The Fishing Hole. It was composed by Earl Hagen and Herbert Spencer. There were lyrics. You know, I don't remember the lyrics. They're not that memorable. But the whistling on The Andy Griffith Show, that is what's memorable. To hear Earl Hagen whistle that theme is just one thing you'll never forget when you listen to that. And they also had a song called The Mayberry March. And if you'll listen to it, it comes up in many episodes in different fashions, slow, fast, different styles and orchestrations, and it's background music that you'll hear throughout many of the episodes. Now, when the Andy Griffith Show came out in the 60s, the first like the first 3 years were black and white, and then CBS made the investment to go to color after that. And I might have my numbers wrong, but I know that the first few years of episodes, were black and white. I do have some favorite episodes I want to share with you real quickly. Some of them were, I mean, there were so many, okay? But these are three that I want to share with you that endeared themselves to me. There was one called Mountain Wedding that featured Denver Pyle. Now, if you don't know who Denver Pyle is, he, in this show, played Mr. Darling, okay? He played the father of the Clan of the Darlings. And he also played the jug, and he probably drank the jug, but he played the jug when they played music. Denver Pyle also was famous as, I don't remember his name, but he was on the Dukes of Hazzard show. I guess he was the uncle or whatever. But you remember the guy with the, you know, overalls and a white beard? That's Denver Pyle. He also got famous on the Andy Griffith Show as Mr. Darling. Maggie Mancuso played Charlene Darling, I believe was her name. And there are several episodes that included both these actors. And in fact, there was a band, oh, I don't remember their name, by the way, but they portrayed themselves as being the Darlings, and they played music, bluegrass music. And sometimes Andy would grab his guitar and play with them and sing with them. And it's just great, great shows to watch. And then the Mountain Wedding, you know, there were so many things. They always tried to fix up Charlene with Sheriff Andy Taylor. And Ernest T. Bass gets involved in a lot of that. Okay, that's one episode. Another episode was called Andy's English Valet. It came out in 1963. It starred Bernard Fox as Malcolm Merriweather, and he was portraying a guy from England, and he was over in the States, and he became Andy's valet. Andy hired him, and you know, he would clean the house and, you know, whatever. Maybe Aunt Bee was on vacation or whatever, but I remember he rode this English bicycle. I remember that. Bernard Fox is also known as Dr. Bombay on the television show Bewitched, also from the 60s. Okay, one last episode I've got to talk about. My favorite episode probably of all time, besides, well, about 10 more from Barney. There's one called The Christmas Story. It came out in December of 1960, the first year, and it featured Mr. Will Wright as the crotchety, or as I should say, Scrooge-like, Ben Weaver. And the whole story, Ben is trying to get these people arrested for whatever reason, I can't remember now, foreclose them, I don't know, maybe they were moonshiners and he's trying to get them arrested. It's Christmas Eve, guys, and so Ben's making a big ruckus and a big fuss, and Andy just arrests the whole family and puts them in jail. And then they start having Christmas, and Aunt Bee brings in all this food, and they bring in gifts, and Barney helps out. Everybody's just having a great time, and this family's all together, but they're all in jail, children and adults. Ben's outside the jail cell making noise, and he falls on some Coke bottle cases or something out there. Andy goes out to check it out, but after many repeated times that Ben's come in and making a fuss about this family, Andy goes out there and says, "Ben, what are you doing out here? Now, you're going home. I told you to go on home." And he just talks to him, and he realizes that Ben is lonely. And he realizes that Mr. Will Wright, who's playing Ben Weaver, he's lonely. He has no place to go on Christmas Eve. He's all alone. And, you know, maybe brought some of that on himself by being such a mean-spirited guy at his store or whatever. But Andy sees through all that, and he says, "Ben, come on. Let's go in here." And I do believe that Barney put on a Santa suit, or somebody did. I don't know who it was. But it's a good, heartwarming episode called The Christmas Story on the Andy Griffith Show. Okay, I can't wait to see that come out again this year. There were a couple of spinoffs from this show. As I told you a while ago, one was called Gomer Pyle USMC. Another one was called Mayberry RFD. The Andy Griffith Show is still in syndication and is available on DVD. This podcast and blog has been brought to you by an independent Plexus ambassador. That's me, Chuck Whetstone. Go to plexuschuck.com and look over our products. It is the most natural way to lose weight, and it's changing my life, stabilizing my blood sugars. I don't have the cravings for Dr. Pepper sweets. I'm just having a wonderful time. My clothes are looser. I bought a new belt, smaller in size. I could go on and on, but don't, I won't. Go to PlexusChuck.com because this is how I pay for my podcast. I went a long time today on the Andy Griffith Show, but you know what? It's worth it. It's a great show out of nostalgia. And tomorrow I'm going to do a show that is called Quotes to Live By. And I've been thinking about some of these things, what I base my life on and others. And I just want to share some of that with you. But today was 60s Television, The Andy Griffith Show. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. Inspiration, motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.